is up and fired up on this Monday. He's up and fired up. Disgraced and discredited Bob Mueller and his whole group of angry Democrat thugs spent over 30 hours with the White House counsel. Misspelled, by the way. Only with my approval for purposes of transparency. Anybody needing that much time when they know there is no Russian collusion is just someone looking for trouble. They're enjoying ruining people's lives and refuse to look at the real corruption on the Democrat side, the lies, the firings, the deleted emails, and so much more. Mueller's angry Dems are looking to impact the election. They are a national disgrace. Where's the collusion? They made up a phony crime called collusion when there was no collusion. They say there was obstruction of a phony crime that never existed. If you fight back or say anything bad about the rigged witch hunt, they scream obstruction. These are all tweets from the president this morning, 3 for 3, rolling. He's up, apparently, firing on all cylinders and keeping up his rhetoric. The president is intending to do something on the order of 50 rallies. 50 rallies this year. In support of Republican candidates, which is impressive to say the least. If he does 50 rallies across this country the way he can, then he's going to create support. And once again, the Democrats are going to say, "Now what happened?" Because as you look at that IBD tip poll, and I bring you back to that, that's one piece of information. Connect the dots here. The IBD tip poll is important. It is the most accurate poll over the last 4 election cycles. It is the most accurate poll over the last 4 election cycles. Although, even now, those on the left refuse to believe the results. They refuse to believe the results, even though the Investor's Business Daily nailed it. Nailed it. And right now, according to a recent IBD tip poll, because IBD tip before the election in 2016 said Donald Trump's going to win this by a hair. And he did. A new poll from IBD tip, Americans give Trump an A for the economy. So if the president's re-election prospects hinge on the success of his economic policies, his prospects for 2020 look, well, pretty damn good. Americans aren't just more optimistic, but groups not known to be Trump-friendly in their politics are among the most optimistic of all. According to IBD in the Investor Business Daily, we noted in an earlier piece that the U.S. seems to have undergone a significant mood shift, with the share of Americans saying they are optimistic about the direction of the country rising about 50% for the first time since January 2005. Along with that, the presidential leadership index jumped 3.2% to 45.7%, the highest since Trump's first month in office. Those data have been confirmed by the economic optimism index, which rose 2.8% to 58 in August. It is the highest since January of 2004. And with GDP growth at 4.1% in the second quarter, and unemployment currently at an ultra-low 3.9%, it is no wonder. The economic optimism number for August, by the way, is the highest of Trump's presidency. And it is the longest stretch ever, 23 months above the make-or-break level of 50% for the optimism index. People are fired up. People are enthusiastic about where this is all going. The near 8-year rebound from the financial crisis marked by a giant dead spot in the U.S. economy with slow economic and jobs growth, but that is definitely over, definitively, at least in most Americans' minds. And that can be seen in one of IBD Tip's lesser-known indicators, the Financial Stress Index. The pollster, Raghavan Mayur, by the way, who is the guy who gets this all right, began keeping this Financial Stress Index in December of 2007. The very month the financial crisis turned into the Great Recession, if you will. For years, the index showed Americans were highly stressed out about their finances, with index numbers routinely in the 60s. Remember, the higher the index, the more it's a sign of financial stress. The index has averaged about 59.4 since its creation, peaked at 74% in October of 2008 during the depths of the economic crisis. But this month, for the first time, it's below 50% to just 47.4%, the lowest number since 2007 when it was initiated. You see, people are feeling more secure today in their finances than they have in a decade or more. People are they're actually taking a sigh of relief. And what's intriguing about this, according to IBD, is that some of those who feel the economy's reviving animal spirits most keenly aren't big Trump fans. Those between 25 and 44, roughly the same demographic cohort as the millennial age group, saw their optimism in the economy jump to almost 64% in August, a 10% gain from July. That, too, is an all-time high. Then there are the independents. They make up more than a third of the electorate these days, though not organized. They basically become the third party of American politics. Their optimism about the economy jumped 7% to 57.2%. I mean, you put these things together, and you say, where's the wave? We keep hearing about the blue wave building among Democrats that will sweep them back into power in Congress. But on what message? On what message would they get there? We're going to roll back the tax cuts? We're going to put more regulations back in place? We're going to stifle the economy that the vast majority of all Americans are enthusiastic with? Really, what is the message? In this month's IBD tip poll, Americans were asked who they would like to see win in this November's midterm elections. It was evenly split, 45% Republican, 45% Democrat. Does that sound like a blue wave to you, asked IBD, and I say no, it does not. And by the way, they're not the only pollster to notice this. Rasmussen, asking who deserves credit for the strong economy, 50% said Trump, 40% said Obama. So it's keeping with the common wisdom. Despite the mainstream media's increasingly desperate attempts to poo-poo it all, Trump's policies have worked, creating the kind of economic growth that many liberal pundits and media types claimed was a thing of the past. Remember? Less than 2% growth was the new normal. The takeaway is, for all the chaos and nonsense and hyperventilating that come from President Trump's tweets, with the media certainly and some Americans, the average American tends to ignore it all and focus on, hey, I got a raise today. Hey, things are going pretty well. Hey, I like what's going on around here. By the way, most Americans have either now or will at some point in their life have their identity stolen, their data breached, you'll be hacked, your information's out there. You know that. I know that. Either you've been hacked or you're going to be hacked at some point. There's no two ways around it. So here's what I suggest. Get involved today with the Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. If you're not a member of the Michigan Chamber, you should be. And if you're an employee of a Michigan Chamber member, you should mention it to the boss. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more or sign up. Protect yourself today. stevegruber.com.
And now a message from Salt and Light Global and its Justice Center. Freedom is never free. Fighting tyranny everywhere, the Great Lakes Justice Center speaks truth for the persecuted and most vulnerable. Please consider donating generously to Salt and Light Global and our Justice Center. We need your support. To donate, go right now to GreatLakesJC.org. That's GreatLakesJC.org. GreatLakesJC.org.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh, my. Look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes, too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
Have you ever lied about gambling?
We missed you at dinner.
I know. I'm sorry. I got stuck in a meeting.
Have you ever sold anything so you'd have more money to gamble with?
Honey, have you seen my pearl earrings?
I thought you hated those.
You may have a gambling problem. Call the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline today at 1-800-270-7117. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.